Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello.
Comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
And me, Craig Hazel. It's the last week, lads. It's the last game week, nearly.
Oh, I'm getting emotional already.
I know.
Game week 38 pod. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, sort of. We're still partly through game week 37, in fairness.
True.
But
true.
We've kind of said it's the last. It's not the last. But yeah, we are in the middle of a game week. As we record this on a Tuesday, we've got Arsenal playing Sunderland tonight and Man City playing West Brom in games that are still important. There aren't many important games left, which is going to be a theme of this week because we're going to talk about results specifically, but lineups have been a bastard, haven't they?
Yeah, very much so. Since Chelsea obviously won the bloody league, let's mention that.
Congrats.
Isn't it? Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
It happened. It's been inevitable for a while. And yeah, lineups have been a bastard because of that.
It's almost
people
like a
getting,
lot.
People get into play just because like it's their last game and stuff like that.
Because they're the manager's son.
Yeah. Yeah, very much Sunday league football, isn't it?
Yeah. I never really did like the whole kids football thing. Did you play in a team where the manager's son got games even though he was shit?
You got to be, yeah. Centre forward of the team I played for, he was shit. Absolute dog shit, but he was the manager's son. And then if it was your birthday, you got to be captain, which I used to think cheapened it. Do you know what I mean? It was like, you be captain today because it's your birthday. He's only got one leg. Doesn't matter.
That's
Let
rubbish.
Him have a go.
I don't
Let him
like
have a
that.
Wobble around.
Now, what does that teach kids? That on your birthday, you get to be the boss at work.
Oh no, it's rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah. And also, my birthday is Christmas Day, so you're not playing football on my phone. Unless it's World War One, you're not playing football on my birthday. But that's bollocks.
You would have been happier during the bloody,
I'd have been, finally, I'm captain.
At last. And then you would have been shot the next day.
Yeah. Yeah, if Blackadder has taught me anything, it's that.
Exactly.
But so Chelsea did win the league and it caused a bit of problems with the lineup on their second game of the double game week. But first up, they beat West Brom, obviously, in a fantastically entertaining 1-0 with Batshuayi scoring. Not great. A lot of people banked on Captain Costa without thinking that if they won the league, he might not feature.
Yes, it crossed my mind and I almost put the armband on him, but decided not to.
Yeah, because, I luckily didn't.
I did wonder if that was going to be the case. It was like it with a lot of big Chelsea players for that second game. But yeah, what a shit way to win the league, just a little 1-0.
That's why he's got to love it, though, because he's not done a great deal, has he?
And exactly. And then you can claim to be the man who won the league for Chelsea.
Yeah.
Potentially. Just
the other. Who did you captain this week, Ash?
Sanchez.
Okay, good so far.
Although it would have been better if I'd triple captained him and hadn't triple captained Ozil last week to troll myself.
Yeah. In anger. It was the equivalent of just pulling on your testicles in
definitely
sort of,
was.
It was a very nerdy self-harm.
Yeah.
That you went.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm gonna go see like a social worker or something.
Exactly. I could just imagine Ash listening to like Evanescence whilst he triple captains. Yeah.
My Chemical Romance just crying, taking photos of himself, looking at himself in a mirror and stuff like that.
I was going to start. There's a guy at my old work who is like into those kind of bands, My Chemical Romance, and every week me and his boss will come up with a fake band like My Crying Stepdad. And like,
I've heard of them. They're very good. I listen to them when I'm in Clacton. Yeah,
we used to do quite a lot of them, of course. Clacton, yeah, sure. Everton beat Watford 1-0. Ross Barkley getting a goal before he apparently might be moving to Spurs. I don't know. Ronald Koeman, who might be the world's worst man manager, said he's got a week to make his mind up, which is bizarre.
Really?
And I
had Jagielka again. He got the assist. And a clean sheet and 3 bonus points. And who needs? No, because I bench boosted. I noticed that all 3 of us bench boosted this week.
Yeah.
Why, who needs double game week defenders when you got Phil Jags?
That is it.
And might be my new favourite player in the world.
And you know what? Probably. If you look at his last, since obviously Funes Mori got injured, didn't he? And he came into the side. And he came into the side in game week 28. And since then, I'm going to sound a bit like Dust Rain Man, but 6, 7, 1. 11, 12, 11, 7, 1, 2, 12 are his points since game week.
I've had him pretty much nearly all of that. Maybe I didn't get him the first week, but since then, I just thought I'd jump on a bandwagon for once, and luckily the wheels stayed on.
I think a lot of people had him from game week 29. Once they saw who was replacing in that Everton back four, they were like, stick with him. And he's been phenomenal. He has single-handedly shot people up probably 60, 70 places in the league because no one had him for a little while. So, yeah, he was
He shot me the shit up. Absolutely.
Yeah. on the Saturday, Man City beat Leicester 2-1. Jesus scoring a penalty. I captained him. A lot of people
He's your captain, isn't he? Yeah, I was watching that game very closely, hoping that he didn't do too much. And obviously, as an Arsenal fan, I was hoping that, you know, Leicester managed to beat City so that we can maybe scrape fourth. But they didn't. Couldn't even get a draw. So now it's pretty much all over for Arsenal, isn't it? Let's be honest.
I did bring in Vardy after we spoke about it last week, though.
I noticed. Mm.
I thought that might
be good. And I called you out and said, oh, you're not going to bring in Vardy. What are you talking about, you little fucking weasel bastard? And you did.
Yeah, I did. And I was very close to bringing in Mahrez. And did either of you see the Mahrez penalty incident?
They did the thing where he kicked the ball twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it happened in the Champions League during the week as well, didn't it?
Yeah, so he slipped and his standing foot clipped it and then he struck the ball. Yeah. And it's unbelievable bit of refereeing, as nerdy as that sounds, because I don't know how anyone saw that he clipped it twice. And Gary Lineker was on Twitter going, rules should be changed, it's nonsense. It's like, why? A double touch, you're not allowed to do it.
Well, because it's Leicester and it's Lineker, isn't it?
Yeah, so I said, come on, Gary, like we're friends, I tweeted him. I was like, come on, Gary.
Come on, Gal.
It's not fair on the key. It doesn't give the keeper a fair chance. And then I had loads of people having a go at me on Twitter going, oh, so a deflected shot shouldn't count because the keeper doesn't have a fair chance. Like, you're an idiot, mate. But it was Eurovision that night and I didn't want to get in a bad mood. So I just chilled out and I watched. And I had
we
some
should
Doritos.
Really just talk about Eurovision, to be fair.
Always, I think we should.
More exciting.
Portugal are the champions of Europe at singing and football.
It was a good song.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was very Eurovision. How do you feel about that?
He is a bloody good singer, though.
He was a good singer. A little bit odd, I think.
I liked the Swedish lads on the Travelators.
That was good, yeah. I like the Italian guy.
The Italian guy, yeah.
The Italian guy I thought was going to win.
He was the favourite. The Croatian guy who looked like the Go Compare advert guy who came out in two different suits, half and half.
He looked like the bastard love child of Pavarotti and the Rag and Bone Man.
Yeah, that's right. So that was quite good. But you like it as well, don't you, Eurovision?
I like Eurovision. Ash loves Eurovision. Ash,
we had a Eurovision party. Yeah,
you had a Eurovision party. This is a little gaffer backstage stat. Yeah, but Ash had a Eurovision party on May 10th, 2014, the day that us three came up with the name the Gaffer Tapes and came up with some feature ideas. Basically, the day the Gaffer Tapes was born.
And it's the day we found out that Tom Davis was a listener.
Last year we found out. Yeah, so a lot of important things happen on Eurovision Day.
Yeah, my gran sadly passed away this year.
Yeah, I lost my virginity this year, so I lost my virginity on Saturday. So it was lovely, really, really good.
It's just a good day.
It's just a great day.
Bournemouth beat Burnley 2-1. Josh King getting a goal against Stanislas, who has come in for an injury to push King up top. King's another one who needs double game weeks. He's killing it, isn't he?
Absolutely.
And he could well get a big move, couldn't he?
He's like my only non-double game week player, pretty much.
Yeah, same, I think. Yeah.
I think a lot of people have said that they've kept him, yeah.
Yeah.
Fikes was my cheeky little pick last week.
Yes,
he was, wasn't he? Yeah. He did, you called that. That was nice.
It was a good shout. I know, 2-2, which is a bit odd for him, but he's had a good little season in the end. But King could well be one of those players who finds himself sitting on the bench at Liverpool next year, couldn't he? I don't know. Maybe an Everton or someone, maybe, I don't know.
He's going to be sitting on the bench somewhere, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And then we get to the first of our shithead fixtures in Middlesbrough-Southampton, because the whole world had Jack Stevens at Southampton.
Yeah, I bloody did.
And then he, all of a sudden, doesn't play. He's played 90 minutes for about 10 games in a row, maybe more.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, Southampton have had enough for the season and decide to call it in. So, yeah, that was annoying.
That was annoying, especially because I copied you and got him a few weeks ago. It was annoying because I wasn't gonna start him. I was like, oh, should I start him? I decided to bench boost, so it wouldn't have mattered anyway. But yeah, I thought, oh, that's a guaranteed few points there because he's been so good.
Yeah, there's a few. When you go through the other fixtures, you know, Swansea beat Sunderland 2-0. Llorente scored. Josh,
I called that last week.
That's
so
it.
Much.
There's loads Cheers. Of them. Like, Vokes for Burnley, Ash called, Josh King, everyone's had for a long time. There's players in there who weren't necessarily sort of standout double game week players that have done well. Jagielka. So if you've got Jagielka, Josh King, Llorente and Vokes this week, not a single double game week there, I don't think. I might have got that wrong. And you've had a great week. Again,
yeah,
is it too much? Is it too much hype again about the old DGW?
It might be, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, you know, let's say, you know... Kane, Harry Kane was on form and playing Sunderland this week and he bagged a hat trick. You know, I don't know if there's going to be another striker this week that is going to score three or more goals. Do you know what I mean? So it is, you know, it is like I always say, if you're going to go, especially for the old triple captain, just pick form over double fixtures, probably. That's what I think. If you can take anything from this season, take that. Pick form over double fixtures.
Professionalism is.
And that is what I want.
Looking at this, the Arsenal result.
Yes, the 4-1.
I've just realised I didn't captain Sanchez at all.
You didn't?
No, because he's on 24 points if you captained him now, isn't he?
Yeah, I captained him.
Yeah, fuck means I captained Hazard, who did fuck all twice.
He got 5 points. And
And if I'd just stuck with Hazard, with captaining Ozil, I'd have more points with a game to play.
Well, I think you had it right first time, Ash, when you said fuck beans.
Giroud scored 2 goals. He's another little pick that I occasionally pull out, and you always laugh at me. You too.
I like. I think Giroud's a brilliant player when he plays.
He is.
Yeah, he just never plays.
His points to minute ratio is incredibly good.
His goals to minute ratio in actual football is brilliant, but he never quite gets the.
It's what we always say. They do the same thing every week. They end up drawing 1-1, and then at 80 minutes they bring him on. Play it across the box to him and he scores. And they're like,
I think maybe Wenger's got Alzheimer's. Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
I just think there's maybe a myth that he looks like a man who doesn't want to head the ball because he's got such beautiful hair. But he does. He doesn't mind it. So it's fine. Mm. Crystal Palace battered Hull 4-0. And obviously they are now relegated. Zaha, who has been in a lot of people's teams. Benteke, Van Aanholt returned. Getting a goal, and then Milivojevic, who I can never quite pronounce.
Van Aanholt, who is cousins with
Van Helsing.
Katrina and the Waves.
No.
Oh, I thought it was a Eurovision thing.
My bluff last week. I can't even remember who it fucking was now.
Oh, I don't remember.
No one pays attention to the things I say, even me.
No one does. No one does. West Ham got an absolute roast in from Liverpool, who beat them. Coutinho
and
2.
Sturridge scored.
Sturridge.
And Origi.
Sturridge starts.
Liverpool strikers
scores.
Just firing it off.
The I went to the game and they had.
You were at the game.
I was at the game had the end of season. You know, what do you call it? Where you walk around the pitch.
The lap of honour.
The lap of honour. It was like the lap of ultimate shame.
I was going to say, it's not a lap of honour if it's West Ham, is it?
You've just lost 4-0.
Yeah, but lack of honour, guys.
Hey!
It was weird, though, because everybody left. Like, you know, normally when teams are losing and they're like, oh, the fans are streaming out. They love it on Sky. And it's like one guy going to get a burger.
Yeah.
At 80 minutes, literally, I don't know. 70% of people left.
Really?
There was fucking nobody, hardly there. So them saying, oh God, why are they going to do a lap of honour? But obviously the people who stayed were like kids. We were actually really excited and the players just looked like, fuck this.
I was at Hearts' last home game of the season 2 weeks ago and it was the same where the fans had all emptied out. They probably did a lap to about 100 people.
Yeah.
The rest of them have all gone. It's pretty humiliating. But then
surely 100 Hearts fans is a huge percentage of all the Hearts fans
in the world.
no laugh there. Zero laughs. It's just looking through me. Dead eyes.
So that's enough of that. But yeah, Sturridge might well play his last game for Liverpool.
What is all that? What are you thinking?
He's going to go.
He's
going to go.
So shit. He can fuck off.
If you want a secret sausage, though, next week they're at Anfield, at home to Middlesbrough, and I think that's Daniel Sturridge's last game. He might get a start from Klopp. I don't know. He got a start this week, so he might not be a bad secret sausage.
Where might he go?
Well, we
were talking about it on the way to the game. He's obviously going to go to West Ham. He's going to score against us, like ruin my weekend. We're going to sign him for 30 million. Then him and Andy Carroll are going to suck each other up on the bench injured all season. Perfect.
There we go. That is definitely what's going to happen.
Yeah.
There is rumours of that. There is rumours of West Ham, in fairness. So, and then elsewhere, obviously, we had Spurs beating Man U 2-1. Wanyama, Kane and Rooney. Rooney, surely another one who could be leaving. Kane getting a goal. And then... did either of you see last night's game? Chelsea 4-3. What a ridiculous game.
No, I was driving home from Devon, part two of my holiday. Exotic. And I said to my missus, I went, oh, quickly, Google on my phone the score. And it, she said 4-3. And then to try and get her to, and I was like, oh shit, who scored? Because I thought, you know, a couple of Hazard goals or a Cahill goal and Craig could be overtaking me this week. And I went, tell me who scored. And her trying to say Aspilicueta was fucking brilliant. It was amazing. Yeah. Aspilicueta. They scored a goal.
Well, there was the goals. The goals were obviously Terry, Batshuayi, Fabregas, and Aspilicueta, who got the goals for Chelsea. And then Jan Mat, Okaka, and Kapu.
So, yes. Yeah, Kapu again.
Did you back the Terry first goal scorer?
I did, mate. Yeah, Sky Bet do a promotion where if you bet £25 during the week, you get a free £5 bet on a Monday. And so I put it on Terry first scorer, got 80 back. Bunts, mate.
That's so good. Do you know what? I was thinking that. I didn't realise. So that was his last game at Stamford Bridge, wasn't it? See, I was thinking game week 38, stick Terry, and that was going to be my little.
Well, they are playing
my little thing
at home next week. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
I don't know if he's going to play. I'm not sure.
Right, because that was what I was thinking. I was like, he's bound to get on, and if they get a penalty, he's bound to take it. I was thinking maybe I'll stick Terry in, but I don't think.
I think they might have.
He's had his moment.
I think they might have played him next week had he not done anything this week. But that, they won 4-3. I know he had a shocker with their goal, but he scored a goal. I think that's kind of the perfect send-off for him. So,
yeah.
I don't know. He'll obviously lift a trophy as well. And even if he's not, even if he's not playing, he'll put his kit on.
He'll put his,
What are the odds on that? Yeah. Oh, he's going to be in there.
I bet that happens, doesn't it?
Then obviously we've still got a fair few fixtures left this double game week. Arsenal and Sunderland tonight, City, West Brom tonight, as we said. As it stands, nothing's happened. I think Arsenal have had a goal ruled out. And then Southampton, Man United, and Tom, Leicester versus Spurs.
Leicester versus Spurs. And talking of Leicester, gents, it is time for the biggest, the last time. Oh, for the last time this season, game week 38.
Go
on.
Game week 38 will be the last.
Well, this is game week 38.
This is not just 37, mate.
No, I know, but this is like the last pod, isn't it? The game week 38 pod.
No, surely we'll read out the results on game week 38.
Oh, yeah, well, we'll do the... Well, I suppose, yeah. Well, yeah, we are going to do one more pod, aren't we? The season review pod.
This is the penultimate. Because we'll have the next one's going to be all the results, isn't it?
Well, I suppose, yeah.
So does that mean last week's was the anti-penultimate? And I didn't
that means that last week was the anti-penultimate. We didn't even know it.
Yeah.
So, well, this is the penultimate pod then.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. So, well, it is time for Where's Wallers?
Where's Wallers? Where's Wallers?
Is that his daughter's communion? It's his daughter's first communion. There's a lovely picture of the family there. And his wife is fit. Really fit. Oh, no, that's his daughter. Sorry. No, it's not. No, that's the one. She's lovely. Yeah. But do you know what, lads? We usually do questions in the second part, but we actually had a question that is a little bit related to our Where's Wellers feature from a little listener that hasn't got in touch for a while.
A little sausage.
Have a listen.
Gaffers! Gafferizzo! Gaffofos! Gifafas! Gaffafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafaf very last podcast of the season. Sorry, I've been a little bit absent. I've been in my garden this entire time. But you're doing a stellar job. You're always my favourite podcast. You're always a lot of fun. Very informative. Beautiful stuff. Hi, Ash. Hi, Tom. Hi, the other guy. Hey, so I've got a couple of questions for you this week. First of all, I know you do that regular part of the podcast. Where's Wallace? Where's Wallace? I have a question for you, and it goes like this. Who is Wallace? I keep looking at the Leicester team sheet. Definitely not a player called Wallace. There's not a player called Walaninski. There's not a player called Wally or Walters. So I'm very confused about that. If you could fill me in on that one, not sexually, just with information, I'd appreciate that. And then the second question is, how's it all looking for you guys' mini-league? I am fielding, I'm doing my bench boost for the double game week. I'm about 70 points behind the leader, and I think I'm going to get him this coming week because he's got, at the most, if he has two free transfers, five double game week players. and I will have 15. Back of the net. Hope you guys are good. Hopefully see you guys if I'm in England at any time in the next few months. And Tom, give your little baby a lovely little kiss, just on the forehead from me, just to wish him luck for the upcoming short-term future. All right, Gaffy Otsos, talk to you later. Bye.
There we go. That was Michael Bisping sending us a... yeah, that was our friend Dommy Mons finally got in touch. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, so I think he's been working or something. He must have actually
been
working.
Well, he's been in his garden, apparently. He's been in his garden, I can imagine.
I'll be honest, mate. I ain't got a time of day for him. He's a shithead.
So, really? Well, it used to be me that used to do that. For any new listeners, Dom used to send us a voice clip sort of every week. And he's obviously just been in his... He's been very busy, been in his garden. But he wants to know, who is Wallace? Now, I'd actually quite like Ash to answer this one. Who is Wallace? Because I asked you to Google him the other day and you didn't have a clue. You went, how do you spell his name? But basically, so it is, it's Marcin Wazalewski.
Sure.
He is a Polish defender for Leicester. He hasn't had a minute this season. And the reason that he's become quite a cult figure in, the gaffer tapes is because a couple of years ago, I stuck him in. He was the cheapest possible player. It was like 3.9 million. And I stuck him in and everyone was like, who the fuck's this guy on your bench? And you were both, because that was when I was very much of the, opinion that it doesn't matter who you've got on your bench, just get the cheapest people and spend it on your outfield players. So I got Wallace in, Wazalewski, and for some reason, yeah, we nicknamed him Wallace.
You called him.
I called him Wallace, yeah, but his nickname within the club is Wazzle, I think.
Is it?
But it's Wallace. It's mentioned on Wikipedia. On his Wikipedia page, it says that he's a cult icon on the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football podcast. So yeah, he's Wallace. And then, because I said to you the other day, I went, oh, we need to do the Where's Wallace. Can you just Google him? And you went, how do you spell his name? And I went, because it's Marcin. I went Marcin. And I looked up and you'd Googled Martin. But he thought his name was Martin. Martin Wazalewski.
I think it came from your lack of pronunciation knowledge of him that you thought it was Wallaboski or whatever. And we were like, no, it's Wazalewski. And then it was Wallace. That's who Wallace is.
That's Wallace, yeah. Marcin Wazalewski of Leicester.
Also, yeah, I just realised that Dom, you cannot be offended, Craig, because it's Tom who he doesn't know who he is.
Yeah.
When he said, and the other guy, he'd already name-checked you, Craig. He just thinks your name's Tom.
Oh, I don't know.
No, that's changed now.
Because he knows Tom has the baby.
He knows I've got the baby.
No, he just thinks you have a baby. He just thinks there's a little Scottish baby running around.
No, I think...
A little Scottish baby.
I mean, the baby... It doesn't matter the nationality. That baby's not running. Are you doing an impression of Goose?
I don't know. It's Goose. It's Gooser.
That seems like my thing. But anyway, well, thanks, Dom. And mini league-wise, to be honest, you're going to find out, because we'll have a quick look at the league now. We'll do the Gaff Tapes Top 10 and then find out exactly how we're getting on in our very egocentric take on leagues. But yeah, so it's Gaffer Tapes Top 10. Not long to go. So here we go. So in 10th place, it is Morten Skarsteen, one of the Scandi crew. In 9th place, up... Had a 92-point week so far, is United Uniting Reformed, EJ Leach. In 8th place is King Ings Mings. In 7th place is the lovely Mitch Maynard, BTSTU. In 6th place is Bernardo Knows Maldonado. In 5th place, wait for it, Kevin King. Kevin and the Kings in 5th.
The shit is Kevin King.
We know the answer. So
we do know the answer, yeah.
Before we go into your top four, Kevin King has just... balled into the league unannounced.
We got a bit tiny knob out.
Yeah, we got a bit of a warning, and it's some of our listeners. Nils Tompkins, who's a listener of ours, said gaffers. He gave us a heads up. Alan Whitby-Lear, who's a listener, said our mate Kev is going to enter the Gaffer Tapes League, and he wants to hear to see if we mention him. We more than mention you, mate. We're calling you out.
Slag you right off, King Ding-a-ling.
Yeah, you come in there. We've already got a King of the Swingers. We don't need another one.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll have a little fight between him and King Chip.
Hotline King comes into the
Battle
league.
Of the Kings.
I did some investigations.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's a whole ruse. I think, really, it's Craig's secret sausage team.
You think, really?
I think he's created a whole secret identity.
That would be... He looks like a Kevin. I bet Kevin's his real name.
Yeah, exactly. The guy...
Hello, my name's Kevin.
He's not Scottish at all. Because that guy works at a place called Secret Seven...
Oh, it
sounds
that.
A lot like secret sausage,
I mean, to be fair,
it?
If I was going to make up a shit name, it would be something like Kevin King.
Yeah, it's a very shit
it's
name.
A very,
it's an awful name. It's one of the worst names I've ever heard in my life.
He's a very fictional name. And if his middle, he's one middle initial away from being a racist.
Yeah.
So he needs to be careful with that.
Yeah. If your middle name's
Keith.
Colin with a K, oh, I should have gone Keith. Could have been Colin with a K. Is Colin with a K a thing?
Yeah. No. Definitely
my name's Kevin Colin King.
That's brilliant. I like him better. But yeah, so
yeah, maybe he can be a new character for next season. One of my little comedy characters. I come on and go, hello, my name's Kevin King.
You can't steal Craig's character. He's already invented him and given him a backstory.
Kevin King has rolled into the league in fifth place with aspirations of winning it late on. He was on Twitter. He didn't seem to care that a lot of hate might be coming his way.
Wow.
He's
got balls on him.
Yeah, balls on him, mate. We need to talk about Kevin. Balls on him, he's come straight in. So yeah, he's in fifth. In fourth place is Abdullah Al-Mamun. In third place is Paul Marshman, back on the horse. In second place is Ji-Ming Tan, the Raya Marie 11. And in first place, he's back, Dara Harkin, Pruna's postman.
Dara. He Harkin. Tweeted us earlier, I think.
Yeah,
good luck to him. Oh no, he did tweet us. Oh no, we've got a tweet. I'll read the tweet out actually, yeah. Very interesting tweet from Dara Harkin. No, fair play to him. He's doing well. He's on 2,254 points.
Lovely. Lovely job
so
with that.
Far. But obviously, we're in the midst of game week 37, so anything can happen.
Yes, indeed. So that's our top 10.
Wait, before I forget.
Yeah.
This Sunday. At 1 o'clock, me and a select few Gafferazzi / anybody else that wants to come in the world.
Oh, right.
Are meeting at the, what's it called? The
bike shed.
The pub.
I didn't even know this was happening.
The pub that we go to.
Where? In Windsor? Oh, in
the
London. The Maple Leaf.
The Maple Leaf in London, yeah. I just kept thinking the Canadian. At 1 o'clock on Sunday, if you want to come in and watch the results come in. And
well, this is the first time I'm hearing that as well.
I've told you about 100 times, you dickhead. So, there you go.
Yeah.
That wasn't painful.
Join in. Come, well, if you live in London, come down. I won't be able to be there. I've got plans, unfortunately.
Unless. So you can go and have a drink with Ash, but not Kevin King. You're not welcome.
Yeah, Kevin King.
Oh, yeah, obviously not.
It doesn't extend to you. And us, very quickly, obviously, you know, this is as we speak, but I'm currently 547, still Daddy of G-Wing. I think I might be able to hold on to it. I'm on a 76-point week. Craig, 710th on a 64-point week. Ash, 742nd on a 78-point week. And there's only currently 11 points between Ash and Craig.
Oh, shit,
so
the bed.
Could come second.
No way.
You could get this. Yeah, you could still do it. There's 11 points between you.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, there's 40 points between me and Craig. But very, very tight up there. And
how many players... Oh, sorry, it's just become interesting again.
Mm.
How many players do you have to play, Craig?
We'll probably have to do this off-air, mate. But I think... I think
the whole thing's about.
Ash is only just interested in fantasy football again.
He's suddenly like, why do I captain Ozil?
Fuck me! 37 weeks.
Yeah. No,
yeah, that's it could be interesting, Ash. Yeah, it could be
could
interesting.
Be. Oh,
between us.
Very good, very good.
I may or may not keep things last. Concealed. But yeah, so that's the league. Tom's done it. Tom's bloody done it. We won't celebrate just yet. We'll wait for that final pod. But yeah, that
maybe
looks like
not.
It's
yeah,
gonna,
yeah.
Looks like it's going to be done. But yes, that's how the leagues are looking. Obviously, all still to play for at the top of the Gaff Tapes League. And Kevin, we're only joking. You're very welcome to the league.
No, join in.
You've had the same rules as everyone else. You've played the 38 weeks like anyone. So you are more than welcome to join the league and have a stab at Dara and see if you can beat him. Obviously, you can still join the league, actually. So it's the last time we'll ever say that. This
oh, blimey,
season, you
yeah.
can still join the league.
Because you get a new pin every year, which is annoying, isn't it?
It is a bit annoying.
We had business cards printed and everything with the pin on. Got to fix it out. It is, if you'd like to join, it's 4945-2085.
So, yeah, so coming up in part two, obviously, we'll go through all your tweets. I've got the odd Facebook question, all that kind of jazz. And in part three, look at the final game week of the season, game week 38, as well as a quiz where I'm absolutely sure that people will try and stiff me out of winning anything, but I won't stand for it. So all that's coming up in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tapes, but not you, Kevin. Sorry. Bye-bye. Hello and welcome back to part two of the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Tom and me, Craig. So yeah, so it's time for all of your questions, be it on Facebook, Twitter, email, all the different ways you get in touch as we end the season. What's good is they've got weirdly more football-related as you get towards the end, so less about sausages and sandwiches and a little bit more about football as you realise, oh shit, we've actually got to win our league. But we'll start with Facebook, which means it's time for a little tune from Jimmy Jammy, Jimmy Jammy, Jammy Jim.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/TheGafferTapes.
And the withdrawal by Tom. There it is. We got lots of questions on Facebook. Some funny little quirky ones. Firstly, Raphael Breond, who is an original Gafferazzi, he said, who will Kante win the league with next year? That's like a little have I got news for you joke. Like a... like a little little chortle, isn't it?
Satirical, isn't it?
Yeah.
Satirical.
Would have got on Play to the Whistle. It's the, you know, that joke. He could be a joke writer for Play to the Whistle with that.
yeah, he could.
James Edrupt. People who aren't from the UK, Play to the Whistle was a terrible football panel show, sports panel show on ITV late at night. It's awful.
Oh, shit.
James Edrupt asked, any off-season jaunts planned, lads?
But if Play to the Whistle, anyone there is listening, we'd happily get in
panel. Just to clarify a previous comment.
Any TV people are listening, we're well up for it.
And we really respect the work you do in a tough industry and environment.
Yeah, definitely. What was the question, sorry?
any off-season jaunts planned, James Edrupt asked.
Jaunts? Yeah. Do you know what? We had another question asking what we're going to do next season, but I think that was more from like a podcast point of view. What we tend to do podcast-wise is we'll do like a little end-of-season jobby next week or the week after to review the whole season. And then we have a couple of little podcasts in between now and when the game goes live in July or whenever it is. So we will be there, but just keep an eye on Twitter and our website for that sort of stuff.
Well, but, and the Gafferazzi will be getting a full pre-season, full-length pod just for them as well.
Yeah, well, they did get their first exclusive pod, didn't they, last week? And, yeah, they're going to get a full one, yeah, the patrons.
So they'll be getting that. But no, see, no jaunts planned for me, I don't think. I'm busy working, mate.
I've had my holidays. I went to Clacton and Devon. So once you've done that, there's not really much else
to do. Yeah, what is there left?
What have you got planned? Are you doing like 2 weeks in Budapest or something? Or
going to go meet up with Dom again in LA?
Or? I don't know. Yeah, maybe go to New York. I've noticed I've got about 30 million air miles. So.
Have you?
Yeah, I might do that.
Unbelievable. Just fly around the world several times if you've got 30 million.
Yeah, don't land anywhere. Just keep
talking
going.
I saw my dad, because I went to Devon and saw my dad, and it reminded me of the reason, like when you said about meeting Dom. I remember I said to my dad a while ago, I said, oh, well, Ash is going to LA to meet Dom from Lord of the Rings. And then so a couple of days later, my dad phoned back and went, did Greg meet up with that bloke from Harry Potter?
Amazing.
My dad is so bad with names. I think that's where I get it from. Did Greg meet? And he said to me the other day, he literally said to me the other day, he went, so you Craig and Greg are going to do? I went, where's Greg come from? Where's Greg? He's met you a couple of times. He obviously thinks you look like a Greg.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I liked it when you posted on Twitter or something that I look like that guy I look a bit like from Luther.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff. And you posted him up and your mum said, oh, Craig's doing well. As if you're very well.
She did. She thought you were actually in Luther. She went, that's really good because I like that Idris Elba. Yeah. I like him. It's nice. But,
we also got a Facebook comment from Owen Bainan. He said, looking forward to a cheeky regular annual anecdote, but I don't know what he means, but I'm not sure.
What do you mean, an annual anecdote?
I don't know what he's talking about. Maybe he's a new listener. Idea.
Maybe he's new and doesn't know. Yeah.
Lastly, a question from Chuck Bailey, obviously, long-time Gafferazzi.
Oh, Chuckers, yeah.
He said, and as it's the end of the season, I thought I'd indulge him. Sausage sandwiches and bacon sandwiches. Should they have ketchup, brown sauce, or something else? I love a bit of food warfare on the pod.
Oh God, he's having a can of worms. Do you know what? I was always ketchup.
Yeah.
And nowadays, I'm going towards brown sauce.
Yeah. Okay. Neither are controversial though. So you know.
No. Ash is poised.
I'm the same.
Ash is poised to either say something ridiculous or say that something about Craig. Go on. Or Craig's mum. It might be Craig's mum. Ash has started drinking, so it could be. Go on.
Craig, I know the correct answer, so I'm just waiting.
You know the correct answer. All right.
Well, for okay, me, I'm just, when it's a bacon sarnie, I think I'll tend to go for ketchup. Mm. I don't mind a bit of brown sauce. If it's a sausage sarnie, I don't mind a bit of mustard.
Oh, that's not a bad shout. Do you know what I like in a sausage sandwich? Hot sausage sandwich. And this works with bacon as well. I'm going to say this, and this is really going to put the cat amongst the pigeons. Apple sauce.
You animal.
Oh, you're an idiot. That. No, that's
oh,
bad.
Really? No, oh, that's lovely. That is lovely. Bacon, bit of apple sauce, or more sausage, but a sausage sandwich with apple sauce. Ah. Oh.
No, not normally.
You both look like you want to punch me in the face for that comment.
Do you know what my latest breakfast snack on a treat, not every weekend, is I want you to Google, well, if you're listening, hopefully you are listening, otherwise you wouldn't hear that, Google Hamilton Beach Muffin Maker.
It's not a porn thing, is it?
It's not
like
no,
if you Google
not,
Blue Waffle.
And then Blue Waffle, exactly. No, Hamilton Beach Muffin Maker. It's basically how to make your own McDonald's sausage and egg McMuffin at home.
Oh, yes, please.
And it's honestly, look it up. It's phenomenal. So that's
fucking.
But no,
that sounds good.
Although you want me to say that I like mayonnaise with a touch of Tabasco and
rustic,
something else, I just like ketchup or brown sauce, either one.
Right. Okay, Ash, what's your answer?
I'll give you the correct answer.
Oh, there's a correct answer. I didn't realise.
Bacon sandwich,
mm-hmm,
fine, have ketchup.
Yeah.
Sausage sandwich, there's only one answer.
Go on.
Right. It's, first of all, cheese.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
And then bacon jam.
What the fuck is bacon jam?
That's an annual festival that Ash goes to. It's hosted by a Jewish family.
Surely hosted by Richard Bacon.
They're just heading off to bacon. Yeah, him and, well, Francis used to do it, but
he
hasn't been around for a while. Yeah.
Bacon jam. Right, okay. I mean, what's bacon jam?
Jam, like, with bacon in it.
Jam with bacon in it. Well, and you thought applesauce with sausages.
Yeah, because how
when
that,
it is the perfect accompaniment to pork.
I think I speak on behalf of some of the listeners when I say it's disgusting that you both just thought cheese was perfectly acceptable. So
cheese with sausages is bang on. It's lovely.
It's banger.
Banger. Wait. Shall we? You know when you went, we've got loads of football questions.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, we didn't.
That was a football question. That was a football question because you know, like at half time.
Half time.
Yeah, and you go in and you're like, cool, can I have a Foster's and a bacon jam Monte Cristo?
Bacon jam sandwich and a DVD of Richard Bacon or something.
Yeah, but no, you're right. So we should move on. That's the Facebook ones, but thank you very much. Move on, Tom.
Okay. Okay. Padful tweeted us and said, player of the season, obviously after Welbeck and Wallace. Who has been the player of the season,
it's
Lance?
It's so shit, hasn't it? Anybody.
A lot of people saying Kante.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kante's the popular choice, isn't he? I guess we don't... It's weird, because obviously, being a fantasy football podcast, we don't talk about Kante, because he means nothing to us.
He does nothing. Yeah, he means nothing. He's that to me.
Yeah.
He means that to me.
He's a little slug.
He's a little slug with his personality.
So you'd have thought it's obviously him. I think given another, if they had started the season better, then Dele Alli would have been in with a shout as well, I think. But they didn't. So, my auntie had bollocks. She's my uncle, mate.
Well, exactly. I know what you mean, yeah. But obviously, FPL-wise, I mean, the answer would be Sanchez because he's the top scorer, isn't he?
Yeah, by far and away, he's run away with it in the end. He's on 241, so... this isn't a dig, but for a team that aren't a top four side. So he's scoring 241 points for that. Imagine what he'd do at a good club.
Find out next season.
Yeah. Whee!
Oh, look at this! Oh, who's the good team? Tottenham. Oh, let's talk about Tottenham again and wank each other off. Tottenham, I love Tottenham. We got a tweet from Sour Troubadour. He said, I need to break the top 500. Need a crazy idea. I'm all ears. What's a crazy idea?
He's off his tits on maple syrup.
he is a Canadian. He's an Englishman in Canada, according to his Twitter.
I think something weird. Ash loves a differential pick, so he's always up for this. If you want to go proper weird, go for Sturridge. Sturridge.
Yeah, I quite liked that when you said that. That might be the only way you'll beat me, babe. So get yourself on that boat.
Or Batshuayi, I don't know. Maybe him.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, I don't think that's a bad shout. I always think if Sturridge is fit, and if he has hit a bit of form, which he may have done because he scored in the last game, I always think that's decent because he's been known to his goal-to-game ratio, is pretty decent. He'll play 6 minutes a season and score 2 goals.
Also, West Ham West Ham are pretty dog shit at the moment, and they Burnley are very good at home. So Ash's tip last week of Sam Vokes isn't a bad wild card kind of choice.
Yeah.
They're at home last game of the season. They've got one of the better home records, better than they are in the league. So I don't think that's a bad shout. You could, I'm not just saying this, Ash, but you could see Burnley running out 2-0 winners against you, couldn't you?
Oh, easy. Yeah, yeah. The players didn't look, we got loads of injuries and the players didn't look bothered.
That's it.
At all.
So I don't think Vokes is a bad, Ash's shout of Vokes isn't bad either, to be honest with you. Mm. But yeah. So there you go. They're both quite weird
ones. Pretty good.
We got a tweet from Jeffrey Ives, who a while ago, Craig mentioned, we used to slag Craig off on Twitter a lot.
Very harshly,
Rightly so.
Very harshly.
Viciously.
I don't know whether he's now changed that hatred towards me or he has done the classic Domi Mons thing of getting me and you confused. Because he said, question for the pod, could Tom's infant son have managed a better team than Tom did this season by dragging his tiny fingers randomly over an iPhone once a week? Now I'm winning. I've been getting shit. I've been getting bullied for years, and now I'm winning out of the three of us, and I'm still getting shit.
But you're narrowly beating us who aren't even playing, and
what
you're
is
very
this?
Narrowly
How
beating us.
How dare you? How dare you?
I bet Craig's secret sausage team is ahead of you,
and he hasn't even looked at it.
Yeah. I need to find that. I will find that.
You have to find it by our end of season drunken finale.
Yeah, I'll have to find out whether Becky's haircut team that she hasn't looked at all season is beating you as well.
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah.
She's definitely ahead of me.
Is she?
Yeah.
Is she? Wow.
Another tweet I liked, Tom, as well, was the one that you pointed out that the Orlando boys.
Oh, yeah.
One of the Orlando boys, Alex Quintella, you said that he looks like the one and only Wallers.
I did say that, yeah. I said, has anyone noticed how you look like... Oh, yeah. Who else thinks Alex Quintella looks like Wallers?
And he said, ha, 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 you jealous? My beautiful beard does that to people. And I thought, that's no way to talk about DJ Emmanuel.
Except he would have gone, ha, 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 you jealous bitch? My beautiful beard does that to people because we will or we drinking. It's Monday morning, bitch. Fuck these cowards.
That's my favourite. That little catchphrase at the end.
I love these guys. Fuck these cowards.
He does him tatted up. Saying it's Pim's o'clock.
It's Pim's o'clock. Fuck these snakes.
Pim's has never been so gangster.
Yeah.
And there was one other question, which was kind of football related. Ash, who was it who asked who we thought was the gentler lover?
Oh, yeah. Andre Martinson.
Yeah. What did he ask
Facebook?
Us?
A question. Who do you think is the most tender lover, Wenger, Conte or Howe?
That's such a strange question to throw Eddie Howe in the mix. It's not Howe, is it?
No.
Howe would be very, very rough. What are we doing?
I don't know. I'm just looking through my phone.
Why do we realise?
Just talking about...
I just realised Wenger's a bit like Mr. Burns, isn't he?
We've done this for three years.
It is 3 years. Do you know what? If you go back and listen to our first ever podcast, we're all going, yeah, and I think the next season, I think it'd be really good to pick,
We said Armadura quite a lot, didn't we?
I was trying to think of a footballer from like a few years ago and I could only think of Jermaine Genus. Probably was it though. That would be a clip.
Yeah.
I actually think Jermaine Genus would be quite good. And then we were just going, yeah, no, that's probably a great shout, actually. Yeah,
I just had a moment. I'm 33. I'm sat on a bed in the dark and I just talked to Eddie Howe has intercourse roughly.
Yeah. I think this could be our last ever podcast. No, that's not happening.
No, but it's a good question, but I won't answer it now because I feel like I've got to move on. I've got to move on.
I feel like I've just had a bit of awareness, yeah, unfortunately. Right, we got an email, lads, from Tom Davis, not from Murder and Success Film.
Okay.
We obviously revealed that he won the Davis Cup.
Yep.
Yeah.
Last week.
Congrats.
It's a poor show from
It was
Success
a very
Film.
Bad show from Tom Davis from Murder and Success Film, yeah.
And it's pretty poor... from Tom Davis from Everton.
Yeah.
He's doing well.
He's got zero points in our league.
Yeah.
But he said, all right, lads, if there's any chance of a card or a trophy, then please send it to, and then his address, which I'm not going to read out. I bet he was shitting himself when I started reading that then. He said, it will be my biggest sporting achievement since me and Ryan McLean came second in a third-legged race in year five, which I thought was really good. Cheers for making me part of the pod this year. It's made me laugh at the sheer ridiculousness of the situation every week. Bring on next season. I love him. What a nice chap.
Yeah.
And we're going to send him, so I'm going to send him something, for winning the Davis Cup.
That sounded ominous. But we'll wrestle together something, won't we?
Yeah, we're sending Carmen some locks of our hair, so we might have some spare, or some pubes or something. Just send you that in a postcard.
I think you should read out.
Carmen's at home going, oh, why didn't I get that one?
I wanted pubes, for fuck's sake.
I didn't know they were
giving out the pubes. Give it to the one who writes a song.
If you'd given out his address, then one day Carmen and Chuck could have just jumped out of a van and just taken him hostage. By the Gafferazzi.
To get us back on track, if you've got an opinion on how roughly Eddie Howe has sex, then do get in touch. You can tweet us at gaffertapes. You can email us info@thegaffertapes.com, or you can Facebook us, obviously.
Or fax us a picture, a drawing of it.
There you go. Segment for next year already. How he does it.
How he does it.
This is how he
brilliant.
Does. I should a little Same segue as we record this. Obviously, listening, you all know the result, but these guys don't. Jesus has scored for City to put them 1-0 up,
damn.
And then De Bruyne scored a second.
Shit! So is Jesus your captain?
He is. He bloody is.
Mm. So I'm no longer at 11 points behind you.
Ash is now disinterested in fantasy football once again.
Yeah, he hates it again. That's
fuck
it.
Sake.
But
that's
he doesn't care anymore. But yeah, that's a pretty good stock of tweets, Facebook, and questions for a week. Isn't
yeah,
it?
We're gonna. We did have another couple of emails, but what I can do is because obviously next pod we do, it'll either be next week or the week after when we sort of review the season, and we'll be able to sort of read out a few more emails and bits and bobs that we got, because it'll be we'll probably have a little bit less content, won't we, because we won't have to preview the next game week.
I feel so, like we just let them into our AGM.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, sorry, no, it's just because we had some emails from some lovely people which we didn't read out, but I just wanted to read out the Tom Davis
yeah
one,
we promise we will read them in next week's what is probably a self-congratulatory wank fest that will go on of reading all your emails, so that'll be
wait
fine.
Wait till you hear the quiz. Oh, self-indulgent or what?
So coming up in part three, obviously we're going to look at the last set of game week fixtures and see if Ash is interested in fantasy football or not, depending on whether he can catch me. And we'll also have the quiz, like as Tom said, we'll be just as self-indulgent as always. Hopefully it's a bit better than Ball My Bluff, and hopefully it's only worth 1 point. That's all I can say. But all
it's
that's
worth
coming
six
up.
Points.
It's not. Just, it's not. And as long as
well,
we remember,
it only needs
it's
to
not.
Be worth 1 point, because we're even now anyway.
Yeah. So,
although, so if I win it, you can get, maybe if we make it two, then you'll have a chance to catch up next week.
I'm all for fun, mate, but if you don't stop, I'm gonna Eddie Howe the shit out of you. All that's coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom Holmes, Ash Cunsworth and me, Craig Hazel. It is very much nearly game week 38, which means it's nearly all over for another season.
Very much nearly.
Yeah, that's the name of my new book. Very much nearly by Craig. It's my album.
Surely my new album.
Yeah, my fourth album.
Very much nearly, I've been so fucking close, but I'm moving away like a ghost.
Nice. That was good. That was good.
That's just called Ghost.
What was the name? For anyone who doesn't know, Tom every now and then used to post photos of himself, like black and white, looking out a window. And like
looking out of a window as the rain sort of falls on it.
Yeah. Have one of those in ages.
And he would watch, and he would watch at me just Undiscovered, the new album by Craig Hazel on it. I don't know why. He found the idea of me having a guitar utterly hilarious. Like,
I've never known anyone who has a guitar.
There is a recording of Craig singing, isn't there?
Is it?
Yeah, can you remember? And it was like an on-running joke in the first season that we were going to play it. We totally forgot about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there is.
There was like a... Tom found the idea of me having a guitar hilarious. And so just... I miss those album covers. But
I might bring them back.
Craig changed the subject really quickly when we talked about that.
Well, because I don't, you know, I'm recording a very special gaffer tape song at some point to rival Carmen's. But
to rival Carmen's, yeah. Of which there are more than one now. Carmen song.
That's very jazzy.
Let's talk about some football. Let's talk about some football. In about 50 minutes of this podcast.
So game week 37 finishing off now, 2-0 Man City and 0-0 Arsenal. But by that point, you listen to this, you'll know all that, and you'll be thinking, what can I possibly do in game week 38? Fixtures are as such. We've got Arsenal at home to Everton, Burnley at home to West Ham.
What time's that first one, Craig?
Well, they're all at 3 o'clock, mate.
Oh, I was going to wait for you to do 3 o'clock, and I go, I'll stop you there. What time's that one? 3 o'clock, okay. And that's when? Sunday. Okay, 3 o'clock. They're all at 3 o'clock. Always the same.
Yeah. Chelsea...
So you could go to the Maple Leaf in London.
You could go to that, yeah.
And then you could watch the results come in, and then you'd see what your points were as they happened with other gappers.
Yeah, with guest of honour Eddie Howe, who'll be drinking with you. So that's all there for you. He won't be there, just as a disclaimer.
No.
Chelsea at home to Sunderland, which looks like a standout mismatch, to be honest. Last home game of the season for Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Hull at home to Spurs. Difficult one, all of these, aren't they? Leicester at home to Bournemouth. Liverpool at home to Middlesbrough. United versus Palace. Southampton at home to Stoke. Swansea at home to West Brom. And Watford at home to Man City. So what are we thinking?
Well,
Liverpool have got to beat Middlesbrough.
You'd say Liverpool Middlesbrough is a bit of a standout.
Because they need that to qualify. They automatically get in, don't they?
Yeah.
So that'll be that'll be the TV game.
Well, I don't think any of them are being shown on telly, are they?
All of them will be.
They flip between them, I think, don't they, on last
Do season? They? Okay, right, okay.
Because they can't show them 3 o'clock on a Saturday, but on a Sunday, you can show them all at the same time.
Okay, right.
Ash isn't going to the Maple Leaf to watch Come Dine With Me.
No, again. I thought it would just be watching on Stelling and it all coming in live.
No, because they do that because it's illegal to show football.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's why they have these on a Sunday.
Yeah,
right.
So they will they will have a main game, and I think the focus of that main game will change as to what's relevant.
But I think because the relegation's settled now, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. Relegation's done.
Title's obviously done. So the only thing to play for
it's going
to
be your Liverpool and your
Yeah.
I suppose it depends how the other fixtures go today as well.
They'll probably start going match to match based on where me and Craig are in the table.
Oh, that's what it'll be. Yeah, they'll be focusing on that.
Down to Palace.
Hold on, Jesus. That means Craig is now 3 points ahead of Ash.
Yeah, it'll be this Stelling's fast last.
Whereas I'm like Chelsea, I've signed up the fucking title, innit? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, imagine you lost it. Don't.
I realised as soon as I said it. Guys, I'm humble.
And so isn't it going to be Stelling's...
I actually don't even want to win, if anything. So.
Isn't it Jeff Stelling's last one as well?
It might be,
I don't know. It's not official, that, is it? It was rumoured. Oh. I don't know. It would seem apt when Hartlepool went out of the Football League, but I don't know.
Mm. Oh, imagine that on his last thing. Right at the end of his last show going, and news just in, Tom's fucked it up.
Yeah. Goodbye.
That would be a big last line. So it's United, a weird one for who to pick on them.
I think United have got something to play for them against at home to Palace.
Yeah, but United have got one game left in their season, according to Jose Mourinho, and it's the Europa Cup. It's the Europa final.
Yeah.
They just don't care about it. In fact, I wouldn't, you know, if you've got Zaha or Benteke in your squad, don't put them on the bench just because they're away at United, because they're going to enjoy that game much more than United are.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'd be.
They don't want to get any injuries, are they?
No, exactly. If you've got Palace players, play them.
Mm. Yeah. I'd probably get the smart thing to do. Probably be get rid of Costa and try and bring in Kane for me, but I haven't got the funds.
Yeah.
I don't want to be taking too many hits.
Well, bring in. Well, what about swapping out Costa for, like you say, for Sturridge?
Rooney, but. Yeah, or Rooney, absolutely. I was going to say about Rooney because obviously got the goal in the last game, didn't he?
And there's another one of those speculate. This could be his last game at Old Trafford.
Before he fucks off to China or something.
Yeah.
Mm. So I don't think Rooney's a bad shout because he can play in these games and feel a bit important. He'll take penalties and they won't start him in the Europa final. He might get minutes, but they won't be too bothered if he gets injured. So no. I don't know. I don't think it's a bad shout.
That's a good shout. So should we all have an official pick so we all sound clever for the last game of the season?
Okay, I've got mine.
Sound clever.
If I was to bring in a third striker and get if there was an injury, I would bring in possibly Big Peter Crouch for the same reasons. For the same reasons that they might not renew it, or they might. I think he's actually in contract, but it's one of those last game of the season, possibly last game for the club. I don't think it's a bad. I think those are the people, Rooney and Crouch and that type. What about you?
I like the idea of Sturridge, to be fair, at home to Borough.
I think
Vardy as well. Maybe Vardy.
Wait, let me interject here.
Sorry,
I'm going to pick Coutinho, I reckon.
Okay, right.
Because he's still the best player.
I'd say Coutinho probably for me or...
Someone who plays in the Premiership but is playing next week.
Yeah, maybe Sturridge, but I feel like I've nicked Craig's thing there. But I think that's a very good shout. Yeah, I'll just
I mean, Coutinho is linked to Barcelona today. So
really?
Yeah. Wow. There's a lot of people who could be playing their last game in the Premier League and we don't even know it.
Wow. Yeah, very true. Very true. But yeah, tweet us your balls, your game week 38, your final balls of the season. Yeah. Tweet us at the Gaffer Tape.
If you've got the balls to do it.
If you've got the balls to do it.
Now it actually counts. Yeah. Now it's like big balls.
These are the big balls. You'll find people that are smashing their mini leagues. I think that's what Dom meant when he asked us that question about mini leagues. I think he meant like our own individual, like little leagues that we've got, like your work leagues and stuff like that. Because obviously he'll know that.
Well, you must be doing well in yours because
I'm actually winning my work league. I won it last year and I actually won it this year.
I haven't won it yet. Around your work, are you Billy Big Balls? Like Tom's got a bloody fantasy football podcast. You can't beat Tom.
Well, I work with Jack Saunders, friend of the podcast. And he usually wins. He usually beats me. Last 2 years I've beaten him. Although I think he's one of those people whose secret sausage has taken over his main team now. But he's called them both. They're both Jack Saunders. They're both his names. So it's like he can chop and change. I'll tell you what he'll do is he'll put his secret sausage that's smashing it into the Langley Falls.
Langley Falls, yeah.
Langley Falls. Where's that? Where's Langley Falls? Into my work league, and he'll take it last day, last minute. And I bet even if he wasn't going to, he's heard this and he's going to do that fucking now anyway, isn't he?
Furious. See, I'm third in my league of seven, but I'm 30 points behind second place. I'm 8 points above fourth place. So
is that in your dinner and dancing league?
Yeah, that's right.
With
why not?
Your friends, yeah.
The guy who's first is miles ahead. But Jesus scoring tonight puts me on 82 for the week as it stands. So it's not actually that bad. So we'll see.
Better than I'm doing. Oh no, I'm on 87 currently.
Yeah,
Sanchez not doing much. Cool. I like that. I like it a lot. Boys, are we ready for the final quiz of the season?
Hell yeah! Is that what you wanted?
Yeah.
Also, is there not a quiz? Going to be a quiz next time.
No, because it's going to be like the... Ash told me off air that I was being too blasé about when the next podcast is going to be, and it will be next week.
And next week will be the final one.
Next week will be the final one, but the quiz is sewn up, game week 38, as is usual.
So we should have a special quiz next week, then?
Maybe. Maybe I'll bring back word association. You two loved that.
That was very good, yeah. That was very good. But it's usually traditionally the drunken podcast next.
We can do a quiz drunk.
We could do a drunk quiz, but I think it will go on for 45 minutes. But
I think you're right.
Is that a bad
thing? Wait a minute. So next, let's do it then.
What, now?
Let's do word
association. You're going to do next week's one now?
No.
Next week's one now? Well, Craig is going to be taking over the quizzes again next year, so maybe Craig can do the word association. It could be like his
sort of thing.
Anyway, once again, should be something that we talk about off air.
Yeah.
But here we go, boys. Are you ready? So this is, it's sort of like the best of. It's sort of like, you know, the Grease Mega Mix. It's sort of like the quiz mega mix, I like to say. It's there's 10 questions. Each one is one question from a previous quiz. Not that we've had the question, but in the style of. So like the first one is, who wants to be a midfield heir? So I'm bringing that back and do one question of that. Does that make sense?
It's the last time I'm going to have to listen to you shambolically ramble through a quiz explanation.
Do you know what? The explanation makes it more complicated than it has to be. It's just the best of. It's just the best of the 2016/17 season.
Yeah.
You know? And they're interspersed, actually. Every other question, it is a little bit more, is a question about me, because I thought, I'll be quite self-indulgent here, and I quite liked it when Ryan was on a couple of weeks ago and was doing questions about me, so I thought, well, do you know what? I'm not going to be the quiz wizard for another 3 years, so
I see.
It's not my turn. So
plus, this is super good as well because I was just about to win it, and now you've done the textbook thing where it's impossible for me to win because you and Craig share some sort of mental symbiotic brain transfer.
We just fuck. That's all it is. We just fuck.
I've never met any two people in my whole life
really
that know so much about each other. It's like we're not even like high school friends. It's not like you've known each other for years.
I messaged Craig the other week and said that. I realised that it was our 5 year sort of friendiversary. Do you remember that? I messaged him because I found an old flyer on my computer for a gig, the first ever gig we did. And I was like, oh, that's coming up for 5 years. And then when it was 5 years, I went, happy 5 year friendiversary.
It is crazy. It's not like you've known Craig, you've known him longer than me, but like,
well, I've known you like 3.5 years.
Exactly. But you would like, if I was like, oh yeah, I spoke to Craig the other day, and he walked past me in the street, you'd be like, oh, it's a Thursday afternoon. So that would be like Camberley Street. Yeah, he's probably going to get his haircut, isn't he?
Do you still get your haircut in Camberley Street? Right. Lads, here we go. The first question of... oh, yeah, you need to write these down.
Yeah.
Right.
What is he just really... Oh, for fuck's sake. Sorry. Sorry. This is the last time the quiz is going to be shambolic. Craig is a very good quiz host, if you haven't listened to the first ever series of the Gaffer Tapes. Right. Who wants to be a midfielder?
Yeah.
Like, who wants to be a millionaire? So the top four midfielders this year, FPL points-wise, are Sanchez, Hazard, Eriksen, and Ali. Okay? I just want you to tell me, who has the most assists out of those four? Sanchez, Hazard, Eriksen, Ali. Vote now. That was my Tarrant. You don't have to vote now.
I've gone quick. I've gone with my first
assists.
Gut.
Sanchez, Hazard, Eriksen, Dele Alli. They're the top four scoring...
Midfielders.
Ash, what are you thinking? He's saying Eriksen. Craig?
I've gone Hazard.
It's Eriksen.
Oh. Bam! He never scores.
Sanchez, 11 assists. Hazard, 9. Dele Alli, 9. Eriksen, 18.
Wow. Yeah. He's incredible.
He rarely scores.
Incredible. He's up there as the third. 1-2 Ash. This is a question about young Tommy Teabag.
Star of the show.
As the star of the show. As a child actor, I appeared... We're laughing. As a child actor, I appeared in several series of audiobooks by which author? Now, this is something that's been mentioned on the podcast many times. As a child actor, I appeared in several series of audiobooks by which author? And I found a way of digging them out, so I might be able to play one a little bit, except you wouldn't be able to tell it's me, because I was about 8.
What?
I was part of an acting group and we went to the studio in London. We used to record audiobooks.
Did you?
Yeah, I used to get paid. I used to get paid what? 50 quid a day.
When have you...
I
feel like this is... That story is the first part of something that ends in Tom saying he's been sexually abused.
You've literally never mentioned that. I got an answer.
Because
you have. Because it's like you were talking to him about.
Do you have an answer?
This morning,
I'm going to tell you, and you're going to remember.
This morning over breakfast, me and Craig were discussing
what was it? A condoms. Go on.
What's the question then? So when you were a child,
as a child actor, I appeared in several series of audiobooks by which author?
Can I do the name of the book series?
Series of children. Oh, yeah, because I bet you know it. Right, Craig will ask you first.
I've gone with Enid Blyton.
It was Enid Blyton.
Famous Five?
Yeah, so Famous Five. So I'll give you that. Yeah, it was, because it was the Famous Five. Do you know, I remember me saying I was part of the Secret Seven and the Famous Five, and then I was their little mate in another audio book.
Yeah, but I thought it was a joke.
I'll play them. I've downloaded them from iTunes.
Is it Joe Bloom that sent us him reading them out?
Yeah, Bloom had read them out.
Yeah, Bloom had read them out on some...
I thought DMs. You were like, joke, like, oh
no,
yeah.
Because I really did them. Yeah, I really did them. That was a real thing.
Shit, mate.
Right. The next one, lads.
Is that true, Greg?
That is absolutely true, yeah. I can play you them. I'll play you them in a bit.
Don't ask me. You're sat next to him.
Question number three. I'm bringing back one of my lovely award-winning quizzes. It's Strictly Come Chanting.
Yeah, okay? Yeah.
Who is this song about? Which Premier League football is this song about? I have to blank his name. Oh, blank is a Stokie. He came from sunny Spain. He used to play for Barca, but Stoke is just the same. He used to love the new camp, but now he loves the Brit. Because Neymar's overrated and Messi's fucking shit.
That's a good one.
I thought that was good. I like that. Who's that about?
That was one of my favourite games of yours, that one.
Was it?
Yeah, I like that one.
Thanks. That was really good. Yeah. Ash, do you have an answer?
Yeah. Can I give a comedy answer first?
Okay, you can give a comedy answer.
Peter Crouch.
Peter Crouch. Okay, that's good. I like that. That's a good comedy answer. I thought you were just going to say Craig's mum. But no, that's good.
It's nothing comedy about Craig's mum.
And the answer?
Bojo.
Bojan.
It is Bojan. Bojan. Yes, correct. 2-1 to Craig. Okay.
To Ash.
Number four. It is.
Sorry.
2-1.
And it's not. It's not 2-1. It's 3-2. But we'll.
It's 3-2. So it's quite similar, isn't it? Similar. Yeah. Who cares about scores? Okay. Number four. What do I, Tom Holmes, have a phobia of?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Being without Craig.
It's being without Craig for more than 6 minutes, actually. What do I, Tom Holmes, have a phobia of?
That's
this. That's just really laughing.
I don't think I know this.
Really? Wow. I did wonder if I've ever mentioned it. Maybe not. I mean, if not, you won't get the point, but you will have learnt a lot of stuff about me. Ash is really laughing. He's definitely thought of something. Right, okay, number four, come on.
Yeah, I've got an answer.
Right, Craig's got an answer. Ash, have you got an answer? Okay, Ash, what is your answer? Try to say it.
I was
Craig first. Right, Craig.
I went with vegetables.
He said vegetables. That is incorrect. Ash, do you want me to read it off your phone? Craig leaving to host. Well, I can't read that out. Craig leaving to host another podcast. That's not true. This was actually a real question. What do I have a phobia of? It's balloons.
I didn't know.
Phobia of balloons. Big teeny dog. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, every hero's got his kryptonite, and mine is balloons. Globophobia. It's a real thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Number five is the return of Ball My Bluff. True or false, this statement about footballers. Is this true or a bluff? during their time at Juventus, Alessandro Del Piero and Pepe Inzaghi were so close that they had houses with adjoining doors. This stopped, however, when Del Piero was caught having sex with Inzaghi's wife. Is that true or a bluff? Is that true or a bluff? Talking of adjoining doors, Craig, we should probably
get that going.
Mm. Or like a tunnel from your house to my house. Right, have you decided?
Yeah.
Ash, true or false?
I don't think it is, but I'm just going to say it because I really want it to be the real answer.
Okay, so you're saying true.
Oh, I'm saying that can't be, true.
It is false.
Oh, it is false. I made that up.
I thought of it in the car on the way here because I only had 9. It's a Tom question. Simple as this. What's my favourite food? I'm not going to be quiz wizard for another 3 years. Right. What's my favourite food?
I don't know that either. Right.
No? What do I like? What's your favourite food?
Do you know what about? I don't like it when podcasts become self-indulgent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I don't
jump
like
the quinoa.
That's when Chris Boyle's lost me. I thought something hearty, something traditional. I've gone with a steak and ale pie.
Okay. Ash, what are you saying?
Quinoa.
I should have said roast dinner.
Well, I'll tell you what, I might give you half a point if you said a roast dinner. My favourite food is my mother's Christmas dinner.
I should have said roast dinner. I typed out
Sunday dinner, and I thought, I'm not saying that. It's so unspecific.
Yeah.
I knew it should have been roast dinner.
No, I think that's my mum's Christmas dinner.
You had to say what day of the week, what day of the year you ate it on and who served it.
Well, Christmas.
Fucking hell.
Christmas
dinner. What question is that?
So, yeah, these are things I've all mentioned on the podcast before. I have said that my mum's Christmas dinner is my favourite thing. Right. Number 7. We're nearly there. It's the return of Robert Wars.
This is good as well.
Yeah. Simple as this. It was Huth versus Snodgrass, if you remember. I gave you a lot of stats and facts about him. I just wanted you to tell me this season who's had more clean sheets or more FPL clean sheet points, Huth or Snodders?
And do we have to tell you what day of the week?
Robert, yes, please. And what size shoes they were wearing at the time. Huth or Snodgrass? More clean sheets.
I'm not going to overthink it. That's got to be Huth.
Ash?
It's got to be Huth, isn't it?
It's Huth. Huth 9, Snodders 3.
After Snodders transferred to West Ham, it was game over for that week.
Number 8, we're nearly there, boys. It is a Tom question. It's a Tommy question. What's my favourite film? What's my favourite film, lads? This is something we've talked about. We talked about this on the little Patreon-only pod or on an outtake or something. What is my favourite film?
Oh, it's one of a few for me.
Ash, you can answer first. What, have you got an answer, boys?
Yeah.
Ash.
Grease.
Grease. Oh, that's all right. Craig?
What?
In which case, I don't know whether to go for... I want to say Grease 2, but I'm gonna say Goodfellas.
Do you know what? You've both picked films in my top five, but the correct answer is The Usual Suspects.
Oh, of course it is.
Oh. Yeah.
Rest of the top five, by the way, A Bronx Tale.
Yeah. Good. Godfather.
Godfather of
Grease and Goodfellas.
Grease 2. Grease 2. Exactly.
Grease 2, probably. Yeah. Right. The penultimate question now, boys, is the return...
Oh, so that was the anti-penultimate question.
That was the anti-penultimate question. It's the return of my most popular quiz, the last quiz question. It's Supermarket Sweeper. I read a cryptic clue in Dale Winton's voice, and you tell me which footballer it's about. Are you ready?
No.
My career may be done. I'm a legend to some, but my antics can sometimes be silly. I lived my dream, I captained my team, and my mother enjoys noshing Willy.
Okay, I think we both got it.
Right, go on.
If it wasn't for the very last bit, this could have been two people.
Could it?
Yeah, because it could have been Rooney as well.
Yeah?
But I assume it's Terry.
Yes, yeah, John Terry, but for the record, we don't know that Wayne Rooney's mother doesn't like Noshing Willie, and we should clarify.
I thought you were going to say, for you know, just to say that it turns out it wasn't actually John Terry's mum in that video.
Apparently, yeah.
Apparently it's not. No, you know, it definitely wasn't. We can say it definitely wasn't.
Oh, because Craig's, yeah.
Have you watched it?
Have I watched the video?
Yeah.
I was down in Leeds when your mum sent it to me.
Genuinely, I watched it at work. Because it was on Twitter, I watched it in the toilet at work, and I thought, I didn't do anything, but I just watched it.
On the company Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I did as well. Well, they can't tell what you're looking at on Twitter, can they?
Yeah, they can.
Can they? Damn it. Okay, and the final question, this reminded me of that very famous Friends episode. I was hoping that it would be like, you know, down to like the final thing, and this would be the decider.
Well, it basically is. It's 3-all.
Is it? No.
It's quizzes.
Oh, is it? Oh, right, okay, so this is it. So it's like that famous episode of Friends. The final question is, what is Tom Holmes' job?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Did you know I was going to say that? What is Tom Holmes' job? And they all go,
Yeah.
Transponster.
Yeah.
Friends reference. What is my job?
So I know we've got to get what the job is in Friends or what you're actually
I know doing. What no, Ash is going to no, write
my,
as well.
My friend. No, my friend. My job.
Oh, no, this isn't fair.
This is, yeah, I don't know the title.
While you're trying to work it out, I was going to do some other questions. I was going to ask you what was on the menu at my wedding. And I thought Craig might think that. Ash doesn't even remember coming to my wedding, keeps forgetting that I'm married.
It was a lovely cut of lamb.
It was a lovely cut of lamb, yes.
I passed the church the other day and I thought...
Well, I got married in.
I've been there.
I can't remember why. Right, boys, what is my... job.
I so want to hear Ash's answer.
I want to hear what Ash says, and it's not about fucking radiators.
I actually, not only do I know, but I also know what your real job is, so I get bonus points here. This is going to win me the whole series.
Right, go on.
Well, no, Craig, go then. Oh, so I do it.
Go on.
Go for it.
You are
at
Lang Street.
Lang Street, okay. Dangerously close to the name of my company. Go on.
An office manager / head of radiator engineering.
Right, okay. Craig?
I think I said building manager at a medical advertising company.
Closer.
No, of course is it.
Closer. Well, no, neither you get a point because it's facilities coordinator.
That's it.
Facilities. Fixing shit, innit?
Exactly. Mm. Do radiators fall under the purview of the facilities manager?
Well, I was really worried that Ash was just going to write janitor.
Janitor, yeah, exactly. You would have been closer. I probably would have given you a point. So that means that this quiz is tied.
Go on. Did they not?
No. We don't have radiators. No, it's aircon. Radiators is old school.
So if the aircon's not working, then that's you.
Yeah, but I do the aircon.
Oh,
I'm not giving you a point for radiator, man.
Who does who does your tampons?
So I see you're basically, just because I don't know enough about radiators.
Yeah.
Discriminating.
Right. There we go, boys.
What's the tiebreaker?
Well, it's a bit, again, it's...
Unless you just give me half
It's going to be how old am I? Months. Years, months.
Oh, Christ.
As we did with the Dale Winton one. How old is Dale Winton? How old is Tom Holmes?
Oh, I forget when your birthday is.
That's selfish. This really has been the most self-indulgent
thing. I'm going to say you're 30 and 8 months.
30 and 8 months, Ash?
30 and 7 months.
You dickhead.
31 and 2 months.
Are you 31? Was it your birthday recently?
Well, two months ago, yeah.
Sorry, mate. This is an awkward note to end on.
It is. You're about 30 as well. That was fucking ages ago. 14 months ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
That's about the mystery thing that we did.
You look so youthful.
Oh, what was the thing I went to recently then?
It's my 31st.
It's karaoke.
Oh, yeah, it's my 31st, yeah. Oh. It was 2 months ago.
I was going to say, genuinely, if Craig hadn't said 30, I was going to say 26.
Were ya? Bloody hell.
Well, there you go. Ash is trying to get Tom in bed. That's weird end to the season. That was a good word on Tom. Best hits.
And well done, it was the best hits.
And well done, Tom, for a bloody good quiz this season, you know.
Well, they haven't been really, but they've been in keeping with the rest of the content of the podcast.
They've had a charm. They've had a charm.
Something about them. They've been affable. They haven't been funny, they've been affable.
Yeah, they've been cheeky, chappy, affable, lovable quizzes. But yeah, so that is the last quiz, as in, of the series. That means I was the winner. Thanks very much. Undefeated. And obviously, game week 38 is going to be the last game week. And let us know how you get on. Like Tom said, you can tweet us at The Gaffer Tapes. Email us info@thegaffertapes.com and go on the Facebook page and show us your balls for that one last time and see if you can break what click wanker you're going to be. Go up a click wanker. And let's see if any last minute infiltrators top our league.
Yeah.
I've just remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Two things. Sunday, 1 o'clock. Maple Leaf.
Yeah.
Also, have I ever told you about the time I met Sue Barker?
Oh.
Wait. No, I'm thinking of the time. Have you ever told us the time you met Lee Sharp?
Well, it's funny you say that. I genuinely forgot that this was coming up. But for anyone who doesn't know, it is now time for my end of series infamous Lee Sharp anecdote. Set the scene.
I genuinely cannot remember. Have you told this before?
I've told this. This will be the third time I've told it now.
I cannot remember it at all. And I've even retold it once.
You have retold it, yeah, infamously. The year is 1997. A young Tom Holmes is playing for New Windsor Ospreys, centre mid.
No rugby team, right?
Very much the Paul Ince of the team. Solid. We were sponsored by Packard Bell, and as a result, we had the Leeds kits away, home, tracksuits, water bottles. And we got tickets to Ellen Road, to the VIP hospitality box there. And it was Leeds versus Chelsea. We all went up there on a coach. We were in the box and having pizza and chips, I believe it was. And who should come in but Lee Sharp. Lee Sharp was playing for Leeds at the time, but was injured. And we were in the box with the lead. We were watching the game. It comes to half time. And they put a big board up in front of the goal with a little hole in it. And they get people from the crowd to go up. And if they kick the ball through the hole, they win a car. Our bus driver goes up and is about to kick the ball. And I look at Lee Sharp and I say, I hope he doesn't get it in. Otherwise, we'll be walking home. And Lee Sharp pissed himself.
Oh, I genuinely love it. That's a bloody good ad though. You should tell it more.
Thanks. Yeah, shit.
But please do remember, we will be back next week with the final podcast of the season. But I've been waiting for 38 weeks for that, and it was worth it. It was worth every second. Thank you so much for listening this week, and of course throughout the other 37 weeks. But we'll thank you much, much more last week. We want you to come back for that. Good luck in game week 38. Please do get in touch with Lee Sharp, telling me he was great on the podcast this week. We really want to get him on. But for the time being, that's about all we got time for. Any final words of wisdom, Tom, Ash? Yeah.
Give us some podcast reviews on iTunes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Just don't fill for a minute. Whatever you do, just don't waste time filling.
Oh, right.
Not necessarily for a few moments.
Yeah, do that. And also, we can let everyone know that we will be doing a live podcast as soon as the fixtures are come out for the next season, which is probably in about June, July time. We're going to have a look and we're gonna be doing a live podcast, aren't we, lads?
Yeah, that's the plan. So hopefully we'll see the fixtures, pick a good weekend and do a podcast. We can come down, come to a live one, have a couple of drinks. Should be quite good fun. So that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. So keep during the off season, keep an eye out on Twitter or the website. I'll have to remember to update the website and stuff. Keep an eye out for that, which we should be announcing.
And because I'm the nice guy of the podcast, I would like to personally thank Pat, Colin, Adam, James, Elliot, Joe, Frederick, Dan, Bathtub Man, Carmen, got it right, Ian, Raphael, Oscar, Luke, Sam, Chuck, Heath, James, Martin, Jack, Dave, and Johnny for supporting the show.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much, guys. That's all we've got time for this week. So good luck in Game Week 38. Thank you to all the patrons and all the usual listeners. That's all we've got time for. So thank you and goodbye.
We will fight to the end with our teams ready for another in this game week. It's so exciting. We are friends but rivals. Tom is the first, like a good people champ. Craig comes later and Ash. He needs to ginger up with the TV on. Ready for the football match. Cause you know that baby I'm your biggest fan. I follow you until you love me. Gaffa, gaffa, ratsy. Baby, buy some beers and you, Tim, will score a hat trick. Gaffa, gaffa, ratsy. Promise a captain, the one that Tom suggests in the podcast. Baby, you'll be fine if you, Tim, gets more points than Hazel. Gaffa, gaffa, ratsy.